I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we are happy to welcome back to our studios band. Last time they were here, I think it was Brennan Mackey is here. Hi, Brennan. And you had one other person with you.
Yeah, we had Jamie Mitchell, our old pedal steel player, with us.
Yeah, and this time around, you brought the whole band in. So, will you do me a favor and do the honors and introduce everybody?
Sure. To my left, that you can't see, we have Scott Roush on drums. Andrew Pac-Man Porter on bass. Texana Denny on vocals. Ben Waligoski on the pedal steel.
Well, welcome everybody. It's great to have you here.
Happy to be here.
And you're based in Denver, right?
Yes.
Denver, Colorado. And you are in town. You're doing a show tonight at Blacklist Beer, and that starts at 9 o'clock. Looking forward to that.
We are too.
Well, you have a new album out. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But how about if you get started with a song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit.
Sure. This is a tune called 17 off the new record.
Got the time. A little bit of something new to keep us satisfied. You could take the bedroom, sleep on the floor. I swear I won't try a thing, and your parents won't know. My skin. We drove the streets round Ontario, and the sun was sunny, hung in the air, coming. We're down with the cold. But time won't let me go, and I'm fine, just need a drink. You take me off my prescriptions. I need to think a little bit, but time won't let me go. I remember cleaning those goddamn pools. Could have been an artist though, could have been brand new. Feel every minute, every molecule. So what do we do when the money dries up and it's just me and you? But time won't let me go, and I'm fine, just need to try and get a hold. Now won't you take me off my prescriptions? I need to thank a little. Time won't let me go.
That is King Cardinal live from Studio A. Oh, man. And that one called 17 from their new album, Great Lakes. Wow. Tell me about that one, Brennan. Oh, you're fiddling with something over there. Now, you started this band as yourself a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you talked about that a little bit last time you were here. And then after putting out an EP, you kind of gathered more band members. And now you have different band members, it sounds like. So are you still the main songwriter of the project?
Yes. I've still been writing most of the songs. We've been doing some more jamming and working up songs together. So it's moving maybe a little bit away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But since the music that we have out is all basically stuff that I've written.
So tell me about the one that we just heard. What inspired that? And
that one inspired it. That's a tune about kind of being in that in-between place between a kid and a full adult.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of not really knowing what's going on or where you're going, but you can't really be a kid anymore.
Mm-hmm. Inspired by your own experience or by kids that you know?
Yeah, I would say
both.
My own experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we've all been there.
Yeah. I think everybody goes through that phase.
For sure. Yeah, you very much captured that vibe, I think, in that tune. Well, so you've put out a couple of EPs, but this is your first actual full-length album.
Yes.
And you went to Texas to make this one. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that.
We went down to El Paso to Sonic Ranch, excuse me, which is a pretty fantastical place. It's right up against the border. It's on a huge pecan ranch. It was really great to be able to be in a space where all you do is focus on music. You sleep there and you wake up and you just go right to work.
So yeah, that's all you're doing for the day is just hey, we have a record to make.
Mm-hmm.
Does it feel kind of like a luxury to have that time to do that?
It is. It's really nice. I mean, it didn't feel very much like work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there wasn't really anything else to do, and we all had a great time being down there. We brought in the producer Ted Young, who's worked on some of our favorite albums,
such as
he does all Israel Nash's stuff. You probably have the... He did.
Yeah, his Grammys are for remastering Rolling Stones' Exile on Main Street.
Yeah, some Sonic Youth
he
stuff.
He remastered the
Kurt Vile.
Remastering which one on Main Street? Exile on Main Street. I can't remember the name of the album.
Something on Main Street.
Something that Rolling Stones thing. cool. Well, very cool. And so that was your first time working with him?
Yes. Yeah. And it was our first time working kind of with anybody.
Oh, nice.
At that level.
And it sounds like it was a good experience.
It was a great experience, yeah. We learned a lot.
What did he bring to the table?
Some
producers are really hands-on. Some are really hands-off.
Yeah, it was more of trying to get the vibe. It was tracked pretty live. So it was pretty hands-off and more just kind of capturing what we were doing as a band and mm-hmm. kind of just keeping the momentum going and getting us going in the right direction.
Nice. So what kind of things did you learn from him? Like that you thought, oh, I didn't think about that before. Is there anything that you can think of off the top of your head?
Hmm.
I don't want to put you on the spot.
You got anything?
Take
is
a take.
Yeah. Take is a take.
All right.
We don't do a lot of overdubs. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny because when you're recording, you want it to be real and raw, but while you're doing it, you're like, that's kind of not right. And then looking back at it from months or years later, you're like, oh, that's kind of something that I really like. That guitar flub adds some life to it.
Yeah, so finding the balance between too real and raw and just real and raw enough.
Yeah, exactly.
well, it sounds like it was a really positive experience. And you named it Great Lakes. Where did the name come from? I know you spent time in Chicago,
I'm from Rochester, New York, which is right on Lake Ontario. And we reference Lake Ontario in 17. And then there's a song that didn't make the record called Short Trip to Mackinac Island that is about a boat race on Lake Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And we tour around lots of lakes. We've been on a lake like every night on this tour.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it's been a looming, they've been a looming force in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you miss it? Now, now you're in the mountains. Do you miss the lake?
I do.
Sometimes?
That's the one thing I miss is like, Colorado does not have good bodies of water.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, there's like rivers and creeks and stuff, but the lakes are kind of muddy.
Mm-hmm.
You miss the swimming without worrying you're going to get, you know, dysentery or something.
Right. Right. Well, so tell me about this band, this wonderful band that you've assembled. How long has this particular configuration been together?
Since July 2015.
Okay.
So the guy that was here with me previously, Jamie, pretty much introduced me to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people in the band at the time had left or were asked to leave for various reasons. And and he was like, all my roommates are musicians.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody joined, and then I ended up moving in that house. So yeah, he's to be thanked. He played in a country band with Andrew. Moved to Colorado with Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Is dating Texas sister. Is from Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of how it all came together.
Nice. Well, and so it's since 2015, so you've been gelling for a while, and it really shows.
Yeah.
You know, you really got a good...
That's kind of... Yeah, we've been... It's turned into more of a band effort than rather a solo thing or people just trying to layer things over songs that I already have. So it's been cool.
Mm-hmm. And you're able to tour with the band, which is
yes.
a really cool
yes.
thing.
Because
it can kind of take a while to kind of work up to being able to do that. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of stuff. It's
oh, yeah. We struck out with our tour van. The guy selling it thought it was an Astro van. And we got it real cheap.
Nice.
We hit a home run. Struck out.
Yeah.
Home run.
I hate baseball.
We did not strike out. He struck out.
He struck out. You got a grand slam. Well, congratulations on that. A good van is very important when you're going to be driving around the country. Well, it's judging from just what the little bit that I've heard of the album, including that song there, it's really, really nice. So, and you have a couple horn players that that helped out on a couple of songs. It sounds like
a couple friends that mm-hmm. that put some stuff down on this next song. We'll play Chicago, and then another one called Boulder that has more of kind of like an R&B feel.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So you got a little
that,
yeah.
That sound as well.
All right. Well, let's hear another one. And
let's do it.
And what did you say? Which one?
This song's called Chicago.
Chicago. All right.
Pretty tight in here.
Thank you.
trouble away.
That's King Cardinal live from Studio A, and another tune from that album of theirs, their new one, Great Lakes. Really nice. I was looking at your website, and I saw something. You're doing a covers project this year. Tell me about that, Brennan, or anyone.
It's not necessarily a covers project. Does it say covers project?
I think
on
it
the
says
website?
Covers project.
I'm
yeah.
I've talked to our manager about that. I guess it's turned into kind of a covers project.
Mm-hmm.
We're putting out a video every Monday, live video, mm-hmm. to just for fun and to kind of keep people informed on what we're doing and interested in. And
so no matter where you are on the road,
yeah,
wherever you are.
Yeah, we just, the last one we put out, we filmed deep in the woods of Indianapolis.
Why deep in the woods?
In the woods.
Indianapolis has woods?
Yeah.
I missed those the one time I visited there.
yeah, so that one was fun. What we're going to do next, we got to figure that out. Maybe deep in the woods of Kansas City.
Is that where you'll be on Monday?
Yeah.
Good luck. Good luck finding those woods right there. Well, and you do kind of fun things. You do, like, there's a Carly Rae Jepsen tune, the most recent thing you covered. And Texana, I saw you did one with your dad. I love that. Tell me about your dad.
He is also a musician. Mm-hmm. And I was visiting home, and we just kind of collaborated on something. And I think he had a really good time editing those split screens and having a good time with it. So it was definitely a kind of a departure from the other covers that we've done, but mm-hmm. it was fun. It was just a fun little thing.
What song was it? Hung the Moon.
Oh yeah, Hung the Moon by Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, so that's on their webpage. So if people want to find your webpage, where can they find that?
KingCardinal.com.
That's pretty easy.
Yes. Right, www.KingCardinal.com. You don't need to use the www anymore. Just go straight to KingCardinal.com for all your King Cardinal needs.
So if you need to see those cover videos every Monday, that's the place to do that. Well, what a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then we put them on Facebook and YouTube and everything. So
One of the things I was reading about is that one of the tunes on the album was inspired by a notebook that you found of a young woman and writing about her relationship. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I found it was on a bus stop bench right outside of Cheeseman Park. So I think anybody that's a songwriter would be like, oh, yeah, find some gems in here. It was very interesting. It was so this girl had started a new relationship with this guy, and she was going to every day document the day in their relationship. Super weird. I would be creeped out if somebody did that for me. And then she wanted to give it to him at the end, when the notebook was filled.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she was like 16. Turns out she was like in her late 20s. It was interesting to read the excitement slowly dissolve into disinterest, and then kind of it just stopped, the writing just stopped
mm-hmm.
towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
So it was what I thought it was going to be, and
mm-hmm.
and I probably shouldn't have peered into somebody's personal life like that. But
I think in that case, it's kind of like, and you don't know who the person.
I found them on Facebook.
Oh, geez. Oh, they have their name on it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I figured
it out. I did some sleuthing.
Right,
I found out where.
Yeah.
I found out the guy's name, and mm-hmm. then I found out where he had moved. And then from that, I deduced who he was dating during the time frame, and then found her. Yeah, I didn't. The classic Facebook stalking.
Yeah, move. except that you weren't personally involved in it.
Yeah, I knew nothing about them. You know, sorry.
Wow, what an interesting...
I still have it.
Well, and Facebook, you know, like, you know, how many years ago you wouldn't have been able to do that? You know, you would have found this. It would have just stayed anonymous. You would have had no clue. You would have had no way of finding out who it was. And even just what you're saying about that, I'm thinking about how entire relationships can play out through text messages
mm-hmm.
and,
totally.
You know,
yeah.
And you could like print those out in kind of the same diary sort of thing.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, you kind of read the entire time that the guy wasn't that interested, and the girl was getting more frustrated as time went on, and he moved away, and then he moved back. Yeah,
mm-hmm. And you got a song out of it. Which one was it?
Standing Down.
Okay,
it's on our last EP as well.
Oh,
it's about 30 minutes on that one, mm-hmm. but we pared it down to like 8 minutes.
So that's a very unusual place to get inspiration for a song. What other places? And you know, some of them, you know, obviously are influenced by your own life. Where else do you get inspiration? Do you tend to be more? Are you an observer, or do you tend to use your own experience more, or?
It's kind of all over the place. I try to work on songs enough that you kind of start to run out of ideas from your personal life and need to start looking elsewhere into stories, or sometimes it's cool to just write really abstractly and then pare it down and figure out what the meaning is from, you know, a stream of consciousness. But I think most of the stuff that made it on the record is pretty personal to my life or to people that I know. It's an evolving system of inspiration.
And now, since you've had a band, how does that change how your songs end up once you record them? Like, how much do you work through them with the band, and how much do they change?
We work through them a lot, and they tend to change quite a bit. Chicago started out as just like a... Is this even turned up? Just that, like a... Mm-hmm. Nothing like...
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Stumbling through the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were super bored with it because we've been playing it for so long that we switched to banjo, and then Scott put some super rhythmic drum beat over it, and then it kind of evolved to this new song, and had Tex sing, which brought some new life to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's cool to be able to kind of have the songs go through whole life cycle. And these songs, you know, we were playing them for a really long time. There weren't too many songs that were written right before we recorded them. There was only one or two. Most of them, you know, saw the road and saw a bunch of different versions before they came out. And, you know, some of them started out really slow, sad songs, and then once the band comes in, it kind of kicks up the energy. Probably still slow and sad, but
do you have that natural tendency? Sad. Like I know yes. I'm attracted to those kinds of songs, so I can imagine.
Yeah. I write slow. I tend to write slow. And then somebody's like, let's just turn the BPMs up on that, and there, now it's a fast song.
Maybe it's a little happier now. Well, that's great. It's great that they've brought so much to the table, and that you really have a great sound together. You really developed something nice here. When you were here before, we found out that part of how you ended up in Duluth was that you met Rachel Kilgore at the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in a contest there. Have you been back to the Telluride?
Unfortunately, I have not. I think I kind of skirted into that because the band... It was like a solo project for like 1 month again. And they were like, I was like, oh, I'm a solo artist. I can do the troubadour thing because it's a singer-songwriter thing. But now I think that since we're a band, don't think they're
no longer qualified.
As keen on that.
Right.
But that was a really great experience. It was really great meeting her. She's actually playing in Milwaukee with one of her friends this weekend, maybe sometime. So it was really a really great experience to meet a bunch of songwriters from across the country, because we can still kind of stay connected and run into them or set up shows in their cities. They come to shows in Denver.
Well, now she's in Boston. Yeah, she's in Boston now, so she can even, if you need connections in Boston, hit her up. Although she's going to be in this here back here for the summer, she's just put on Facebook she's coming back for a few shows. Looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So. Well, great. Well, we have time for one more. What do you want to wrap up here with?
We are going to play Oldie But a Goodie. This is a song called Gasoline. Make sure I'm all tuned up.
And that one, did you have a version on a different album?
Yes, this was on the EP as well.
And okay.
We re-recorded it and added a little more flourishes to the new version, so... Check out both. You can compare and contrast.
Poor old Matthew, stuck changing lanes, stuck lighting matches and playing games, dirty couches. Dirty sinks and use the friends to pour the strong drinks. Where you going? Who you gonna be? But if you want fire, I got the gasoline. Said if you want fire, I got the gasoline. Take a train to Asheville, find your Bible there. It looks just like the last one, except you're older here. We'll find a God divided. It isn't a waste of time. We'll take you down to Charleston, yeah, it'll take your mind. Where you going? But if you want fire, I got the gasoline. Said if you want fire, I got the gasoline. written address. Dress them home. Says your fire's gone, now you're all alone. Once a sturdy attic, now underground. You fumble with the pieces, but you'll make it count. The way you're gone, where you're gonna be. If you want fire, I got the gasoline. Said if you want fire, I got the gasoline. Yeah, if you want fire, I got the gasoline. Said if you want fire, I got the gasoline.
That is King Cardinal live from Studio A, yet another one that can be found on their latest album, or their first full-length album anyway, Great Lakes. Wow, thank you so much. Really, really enjoyed those tunes. The harmonies, the everything, the pedal steel, just love it. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having us.
And again, they are playing tonight at Blacklist Beer. That starts at 9 o'clock. Are you first or second?
Second.
All right, so you're on a little bit later. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Andrew Ressler and Morgan Kohler, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.